Tune in weeknights at 8 p.m. for The Nightcap, your favorite slow jams for lovers. Or maybe you want to sit back, relax, and unwind. After a long day at work, you'll need a nightcap. So relax. We'll handle the rest. It's The Nightcap on Urban Media Today Radio.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
You know you're the baddest man in the game when it takes four All-Stars to keep you from the NBA title. And even though I don't like how it went down, I can't hate on Golden State. It sounds like a rallying cry, doesn't it? We can't hate on Golden State. We can't hate on Golden State. And really, we cannot hate on the way the Warriors built their particular super team, because they did it through the draft. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green were available when it came time for the Warriors to draft. Other teams could have gotten them, yet those three came together and won the title in 2015. They were a super team then. They did it the right way, though, not through free agency shortcuts. They built the squad through the draft. But then LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers beat Golden State for the title in 2016, and Golden State got greedy, got Kevin Durant, and now we can hate on Golden State. We can hate on Golden State, because now Golden State was playing dirty, abusing free agency, because how is any team supposed to beat a championship team that adds a 7-foot guard who can do something with the ball when he gets it? Listen, I said LeBron is the baddest man in the game, but if Kevin Durant actually brought it every night, then maybe we're talking about him surpassing Michael Jordan. But KD doesn't bring it every night. Doesn't have to. Not with three other All-Stars on the squad, which is why we can hate on Golden State. We can hate on Golden State. You know, the same way LeBron's size allows him to do some things Michael Jordan could not do is how that long and lanky Durant can do stuff LeBron cannot do. KD's a tough man. And hey, it's a free country. It's a free country with free agency. So KD was free to go wherever he wanted to go. And just like LeBron, who it appears will have to get with the two or three All-Stars it'll take to beat Golden State. And how many will it take to beat Golden State? How many will it take to beat Golden State? For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keep connected from the fields to the stands. I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? No, think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com. You can thank us later.